Life Audio.
Hello, my friends. This is Dana Shea, and you are listening to Real Relationship Talk. Welcome to this very special edition of Faith Talks, formerly called Faith Friday. On these Friday episodes, they are going to be little short micro episodes that are going to encourage your faith and your relationships. So today, I actually just want to give you wives, you beautiful women, five prayers that you can pray for your husbands. We all know that we should be praying for our husbands, but sometimes it's difficult to know what exactly should we pray. Many of our husbands might not tell us exactly what's going on in their lives or in their world, and so we might be left wondering, how do I pray for my husband? So I'm going to give you five short prayers that you can pray every single day over your man. The first one is to pray for his heart. Many men have a very difficult time expressing their heart, expressing their emotions, expressing what's hurting them, what's upsetting them, what's causing them fear. And so when you begin to pray for his heart, you can pray a hedge of protection around his heart. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So if your husband's heart is left exposed and vulnerable, then the enemy can actually get him to not only sin and temptation, but he can actually get his whole life by getting his heart. So the first thing that we want to do is pray for your husband's heart. The second thing is to pray for his job. Most men gain a lot of personal fulfillment and identity even from their jobs. Now, whether this is right or wrong, that's not the topic of the conversation right now. What I will tell you, though, is when you pray for your husband's job, that shows him that you care. That shows him that you respect his line of work, whatever his line of work is. Maybe your husband is working in a job that you don't really like, or maybe he works a lot, or you don't feel like he works enough. You can actually encourage your husband to be all that God has called him to be in his vocation by praying for his job. Pray for his leaders if he is answering to someone, or his employees if he is over people. If your husband is an entrepreneur, pray for his company. Pray for the people that he works with. Pray that God would bless his business or bless his organization. Pray that God would provide him with promotions and opportunities for advancement. Pray for your husband's job. Most likely, your husband is bringing in a chunk of the income into your family. And so we thank God that he is our primary source, but he also uses our husband's jobs as a resource. So pray for your husband's job. The third area that you can pray for your husband is in the area of his dreams. Now, many men have had their dreams shot down by society, by life, God forbid, by his wife. When you pray for your husband's dreams, you let him know that you support him. You support his vision. You support his potential. You support who you believe that God has made him to be and who he is believing that he can become. Maybe your husband has a dream that seems so far-fetched. Maybe you are trying to talk him into reality. You're trying to speak some sense into him. But instead of doing that, pray for his dream. I believe that if you begin to pray specifically for your husband's dream, if that dream is something that God does not have for him, God is able to tell your husband that he's on the wrong track. But what we can do as women is stand in support of our husband's dreams. You don't have to go along with every single thing that your husband wants to do. You don't have to invest your own money in his dream if you don't feel that that's the right thing to do. But you can at least cover his dreams in prayer. You should be the safest person in your husband's life. Your husband should be able and comfortable to come to you and say, babe, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? When you begin to pray for his dreams, you will become that safe space for him to land. Calling all wives. Make that all wives who want a more fulfilling marriage. Our next Thrive Wives group is receiving applications now. If you're tired of feeling like you're the only one working on your marriage, tired of making changes and seeing little to no results, tired of forcing yourself to love a man you don't always like, you need to join Thrive Wives. Thrive Wives is a safe and a supportive online group where you'll benefit from seasoned and wise marriage coaches who bring proven strategies to help improve your relationship. Build meaningful connections with like-minded wives on a similar journey and share each other's challenges and triumphs. This is your tribe. Apply today at danashe.com/thrivewives. That's danashe.com/thrivewives. Spaces are limited, and when they're gone, they're gone. So apply today at danashe.com/thrivewives. The fourth area that you can pray for your husband is for his friends. Now, some of your husbands have friends that you do not care for. Pray for those friends. The Bible says, pray even for your enemies. So even if there are friends that your husband has that you feel like are dragging him down or that are not a good influence on your marriage, begin to pray for those friends. If your husband doesn't have any friends, which many men don't, then begin to pray that God would bring godly men into your husband's life. Begin to pray that these men would be good influences and that your husband can be a good influence on them. Be sure to cover your husband's friends because they do have a lot of influence in his ear. So we want to cover that. We want to make sure that we're not just allowing our husbands to go out here and be influenced by anybody. Now, you might not be able to stop that, but you can intervene in prayer. So be sure to pray for your husband's friends. And then finally, pray for his wife, sis. That's you. You need to pray for yourself. Pray that God would equip you to be everything that your husband needs you to be. Pray that God would help you to love unconditionally. Pray that God would allow you to see your husband's positives, his strengths, and not only his weaknesses. Pray that God would give you discernment to know what your husband needs and when he needs it. Pray that God would allow you to be not the wife on TV, not the wife on social media, but the wife that your husband needs you to be. So pray for his wife. These are 5 short prayers that you can pray, and you can literally pray these prayers every single day. I pray that this has encouraged you to pray diligently for your husband. You should be praying for your husband every single day. Don't let that man go out into this world without a covering. So I encourage you today to lift up your husband. God is listening to you, and he wants to answer your prayer. So thanks so much for listening today to the special Faith Talk edition of Real Relationship Talk. I pray that these prayers will encourage you to cover your husband in prayer every single day. If you like this conversation and you want to hear more, be sure to head on over to Real Relationship Talk, where you can find all of my marriage and relationship podcast episodes. If you love this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe. You can do that on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And be sure to write a review and rate this podcast if it means anything to you. Well, thanks so much for listening today. I hope that you have an incredible week. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.